What's up, everybody? We're the Flippers. I'm your host, Paul.
And I'm Co. And this is your Coast to Coast guitar and pedaling and dadding podcast, where we talk about guitars and pedals and dadding, and with a healthy dose of flipping things to the gear of your dreams and just spontaneous conversations about whatever we want.
Yeah, we do what we want.
Yeah, we do what we want. You know, shower thoughts are a thing, right? Like, that's a thing everybody knows, shower thoughts. And yep. I was having a good shower thought before this, but I was thinking about when I first joined you on this show, how different our lives were, and it really wasn't that long ago, in all honesty. But like, I was having a 1.5 to 2 hour drive home every day. You were working out of town a lot. So like, we were afforded all this time to like really do this thing and talk and think and do all this crap.
Are you quitting?
No,
I think
no.
This is co-quit. Guys, no, I think I might be on my own on this one.
This is me validating where we are now in my own mind.
Okay.
I feel bad because I'm like, you know, we don't do so much. But it's kind of amazing we're doing anything at all. So,
for real, like our lives are.
So, pat myself on the back. My,
our lives have gotten immensely different. Like, just, you know, super busy. You know, obviously, I'm doing the flip game still, but I'm doing, you know, remodeling houses, and, you know, I'm trying to spend time with my children because I'm not home all day like I used to be. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just a weird life. You know, it's much different than it was 3 years ago or whatever when we started doing this together. And it's like, it's different, you know.
It's different.
So it is. I think I don't know if you were trying to validate it, but yeah, I appreciate it. I'm good with this, that you trying to validate our existence.
Well, that we keep doing this, you know.
I'm like, yeah,
we like it. We like doing this. So I feel good.
I mean,
feel good about where we're at with it right now is all I'm getting at.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I was having a conversation with Clifton this week on the phone, and it was taking like my break, and I'm just eating like, you know, a sub in the car and talking to him. And he was like, yeah, he's like, I saw that like people were arriving to NAMM like last year, and how different was just a year ago, you know? And then I was saying how different was the first year I went, you know, like 3 years ago. I didn't even have a host. It was just me. And you were like kind of moonlighting, like filling in, you know? And so like, just how different everything was like just a few years ago, you know?
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of fun because like, I think last year I felt like, oh, we got to do this all for NAMM. We got to do this for NAMM. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And this year it's just like, we're just doing it because we like doing it again, you know? And that's how I kind of feel.
And, you know, if anybody in the gear community that hears this, you know, is really missing the pancake breakfast, you know, just come to my house. I'll make you pancakes.
Oh, yeah. That's an open invite.
It's going to have to be East Coast, Saturday come on over. Or a Sunday. But,
right.
Yeah.
Yep, and you're going to have to deal with, on my house, 3 screaming Puerto Ricans, and then at your house, 3 screaming Caucasians. Yeah. Actually, yours are 3 very quiet, tamed American children. I don't know. I don't know how to describe yours.
They have their moments.
Listen, when I stayed at your house, I did like crafts with them, and they were like, they're like, oh, thank you, Mr. Paul. That's so nice. And they were just so polite and nice. And like, Kim was like, okay, guys, calm down. And I was like, what? I was like, what? Are you out of your mind? Like, I wish my kids were this good. It was funny.
Yeah. Well, that was before Ace was mobile. So
totally. Well, he was mobile, but quiet. You know, he wasn't
he's
like
a baby still.
Yeah, he was still a baby. He's still toddling around or whatever, but he wasn't like, yeah, you couldn't let him near the kitchen, you know, but he wasn't going to, like, you know, kill you with words like they do now.
Yeah, now we just have to keep all the knives up really high.
Yeah, yeah, the 7-foot rule.
Yep.
So, cool. Well, I got to play gear this week, which was fun.
What? Shut up.
I have been, yeah, you know, I know, right? For like an hour. It was awesome. Because the only time I get to play, like, is on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, it's really crazy. It's just my life is so, like, I mean, I just don't have time, you know? And it's either, you know, like, either I sacrifice like hanging out with my kids for the few hours that I'm home, or I go and play guitar. You know what I mean? So I have to make these choices, and I don't have like a place. I can't go to my studio and play, you know? So I,
yeah, you touched on that, you know, last time too.
No, I know. I'm just saying you're a douche for having a studio. No, I'm just saying like, I just don't have that luxury, you know, mm-hmm. and I could put everything in the basement and probably get away with playing at low tones. But, you know, for the most part, I really can't, you know, and I don't want to do that anyways. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, so I played, I got to play the pedal I got for Christmas. I got to play some stuff that's just laying around that I haven't even touched yet. I mean, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. And, yeah, my kids got me the, Sky Surfer.
Oh yeah.
From TC. Fun. I mean, I don't have a straight reverb, so it sounded good. It gets kind of deep. It makes, when you unplug it and kind of bang it around a little bit, it makes like the spring reverb noise, which is kind of fun. so it's like, yeah. Like I unplugged it. And it was like made the, like you kicking an amp, you know,
oh, that's cool.
Which was kind of, I was like, that's kind of fun. I don't know if it's supposed to, but it does. I wonder if it just recognizes any like big movement or something and just sends a signal to send that crash noise, you know?
Yeah, probably.
But it was fun. I was like, oh, that's cool. All right. I'm into that
feature.
Yeah. So yeah. Instead of kicking your amp, you just go over and kick your pedal. I don't know. I didn't kick it. So I don't know if kicking is accurate, but I do know that like if I had plugged it and plugged it in, or, you know, just like pulled out the cord real quick, it would do that, which was fun.
I wonder if you had like a momentary like kill switch on either on your guitar or as a pedal in front of it, if it would do that.
Well, because then you could, I don't know about it.
Then you could hit that kill switch, and if it made it do that springing sound, that'd be kind of cool.
It wouldn't do it. I know, because I was playing in my Tele Deluxe, mm-hmm. and I had the neck pickup off, and I was doing like the toggle in between. So it wasn't doing it when it was doing that. I wasn't getting that sound. So
it wasn't getting enough of a surge of a signal.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it's just like connect or disconnect or what it was, but it was interesting. So, but yeah, it was nice to just kind of play a little bit. My wife got really, really sick yesterday. Ugh. And I'm sure it's just something she ate or something didn't agree with her. So, you know, I worked about a half day, came home, took care of the kids, whatever. And, but we decided not to go to church today. So that freed up all day. You know what I mean? It was instead of like, you know, cause like I play two services, we have to be there super early. Like it takes half a day for me to do that. So I mean, I obviously let them know, but I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to be there. And this is why. And they're like, oh no, stay home, please. COVID, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, so that was kind of nice. You know, I got up later than I normally would, and, you know, hung out with the kids and, you know, played guitar, fixed some doors. It was great. It was a great day.
Nice. Sounds good.
So
last week I got to play guitar briefly, so that I could pretend to play guitar in a music video again.
Oh, I saw. Yeah. You invited me. I just couldn't make it.
We were scrambling at the last minute to find a
fake bass player. I wish I was local. Yeah, I wish I was local. I would. You are a fake bass player. What are you talking about?
Well, no, but for the videos, I'm a fake guitar player.
Do you think anyone would notice if you switched?
I would notice.
Okay. That's awesome, though.
Yeah.
So where did you film it, and where was it? What was all the details? Or you can't?
I can say it's another. It's another Ryan Poole song that he did for his fake band, Night Tides. It's a new song. The song's already out, but the video's obviously not. But so we went to, it's like the highest point in San Diego County, I think. There used to be an old, like, Cold War era Air Force base and, like a radar station and stuff. And most of that is torn down. Now there's just like an observatory that's owned by, I think SDSU.
The first thing that popped in my head, you're like, it's the highest point. It used to be an old, and I thought Arby's. That was like, it used to be an old Arby's up there.
That would be amazing. So we had to be up there at like 6 a.m. in our little pseudo Beach Boys outfits. So like khakis and a short sleeve button-up shirt with instruments in the mountains while it was still dark out. It was, I mean, not just San Diego cold. It was cold. It was under 40 degrees when we got there. So
that's, yeah, that is cold for shorts and t-shirts.
Well, we're pants. Khaki pants.
Pants. Pants. Still. Yeah, khaki pants. In my brain, I was thinking Dickies when you said khakis. Uh-huh. They're the same, right?
Yeah, same type of material. Yeah.
Yes, perfect.
So that was, it was freezing cold, but it was fun. We got heckled by some hikers.
Amazing.
Yeah. But, and we almost lost a drone out into the desert because it's like you can see the desert. That's why we wanted to be there. It's where the sun rises over the desert in Arizona and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the guy with the drone, he that was videotaping, he flew the drone out over this valley, and then all of a sudden his battery just dumped on him, and the thing just like started dive bombing out into the desert, you know, like thousands of feet. So that was crazy.
That's awesome.
But it made it back. Just very slowly.
There you go. Made it back. Yep. There you go. Made it back. Yep. The footage is probably amazing.
It is. It's good footage. It was.
There you go.
It was a cool, cool little video experience. So.
That's cool.
Look forward to seeing it all done. Me pretending to know what I'm doing. Hopefully there's not a whole lot of close-ups on my hands because not only did I not know the song, my hands were freezing so I could barely move my fingers. So.
Right. Yeah. You're just using nubs to play.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. But that was my that's pretty much that's the extent of my guitar playing for the last week is pretending to play.
Pretending. That you know what though? That's how you get good at
is that actually how you playing get good? Is
pretending to play. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a scene I'm trying to I think it's in Beaches. I'm trying to think of what movie it's in. It's an early Leonardo DiCaprio and he's like playing piano on like a cutout of a piano, like, you know, like it's like a roll out piece of paper that has like the notes on it. And I was like, oh, that's how you learn. Like as a kid, I was like, that's how you learn piano. Got it. You know, like, so it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Same thing.
Cool. Well, we have a new segment. What's that segment called? You named it.
Crap We Already Own.
No, that wasn't it.
No.
Was it?
Things We Have.
Show me your crap. No, that's not it. That's different. That's a much different segment.
We talk about things we have.
Yeah, whatever it is. We're doing new stuff. We're trying to talk about crap we have. So
stuff that's been around for a little while that we've kept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things that are like, I would go on a limb and say cherish.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Right. It's not something they're like, you know, I'm not like, oh, I bought the new Strymon pedal. This is stuff that like, not necessarily going to be buried with it, but like you probably won't see it on eBay or Reverb anytime soon.
Yeah.
So, well, it's my turn this week and I'm going to do the Sovtek MiG 50.
Ooh.
And this is an amp I had played once and never played it again. And it almost haunted me because I wanted one so bad and I just could never. Like, I know they're easy to find. I just never pulled the trigger because I had amps, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then I started on, like, this little, like, amp journey, and nothing seemed to, you know, I did a Tiny Terror, and that didn't really satisfy me. And, you know, it was just all these different things just never really did it for me. And then I was like, I'm getting a MiG 50. This is what I'm going to get. I want one. I'm going to get it. And then I was like, okay, I'll buy one of the EHX ones that they put out. And then the prices were good. Used, they're like $450. And then I started looking, I'm like, man, I can get an old one for that price, you know, if I wait long enough. So I hadn't found one in my area at all. And then I was driving for Uber at the time and I took this long trip and it went out to like New Jersey, like not like in the city, but like central New Jersey. And so I drop the dude off and then I get gas and then I sit on Craigslist for like 20 minutes, you know, just kind of scouring. And then I see this guy has a MiG 50, just the head. And he wants, I think he wanted 400 for it. And I was like, well, I just got paid 250 for this Uber ride like that I wasn't expecting to take. So I'm like, I'm going to go buy this amp right now. So I called the number. The guy's like, he's like, yeah, I've got it. I'm home until like 1 o'clock. I was like, perfect. So I drive to the dude's address and it is, man, it's in the middle of nowhere and it looks like a homeless community. I don't know. It was just so like, not homeless. That's not right. A cult. It looked like a cult.
There you go.
And like, so you know what I mean? Like, and all the numbers on the houses were halves. So it was like, you know, but they weren't duplexes. They were different addresses. They were different houses, but it was like 401 and a half and then 402, then 402 and a half, and then 403. But they were like, kind of like, it's, I think they just shared the same property and the property had the address, you know, it was really weird. So I couldn't figure out where to go. And I texted the guy and he's like, I'm here. And I'm like, there's two driveways. And I'm standing here like I'm freaking Robert Frost trying to figure out which path to take. And I'm like looking at, there's one house that looks like kind of nice. It's been painted in the last 50 years. And another one that is covered in foliage. Just like, I mean, like ivy, like, you know what I mean? Like just like flowing down the side of the house, but not in a nice way. Like in a way that says, I'm going to get murdered. So I'm like, oh my gosh. So the guy comes out. And he has on short shorts and nothing else. And nice. and he's wearing, I don't know what to call it without sounding racist, but let's just say one of those Chinese hats that people use in the rice fields.
Okay, yeah, like the...
Right.
It's like a cone. A really flat cone.
Right, really flat cone. It's what flat earthers think the earth looks like. That the guy was wearing one of those. And I was like, what is going on? And I was like, I don't remember his name, like Jim or Tom or so. It was a very basic name. And I go, and he goes, yeah. He's like, come on in. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I'm about three steps in. And I'm like, I get this feeling like I should not go in here at all. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh. And he's like, it's right in the back. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I want this thing though. I want it. So I look and I'm like, okay, this guy weighs 50 pounds less than me and he's 10 years older than me. So, okay, if we're going to tussle, I have a knife in my pocket. We'll go.
I can handle this.
Right? So I'm like, I want this amp this bad. This is ridiculous. As I'm going over this story in my head, I'm like, why did I do this?
For a guitar amp.
I go in and the guy goes, oh yeah, it's right over here. It's all set up. I even turned it on and warmed it up for you. And I was like, cool. And he goes, you don't have a guitar, do you? And I go, no, I just happen to be in town. He goes, well, I don't have an electric guitar. He's like, if you want, I can hook a mic up to it and you can talk through it. So I'm like, just show me it turns on and we're good. And, you know, it turned on. It didn't make any weird pops. And I paid him the $400 and hit the road.
Yeah.
And because I was like, I got to get out of here. So the guy starts talking about, like, before he's like, he just had hordes of stuff. But then you walked into his kitchen or dining room and he turned it into a studio. And it was a really good, it was really cool studio. And he had everything set up. And he was like, yeah, I'm doing some recording. He's like, I recorded this. He's like, I used to do this. And then he's like, I got into drugs and I lost everything. And, you know, he's just telling me his whole life story. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And then he starts pulling out acoustic guitars that he has. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, this one. He's like, I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I got to go. And I'm like, I was like, hey, man, I really appreciate it. I'm from central New York. So I gotta get going. He's like, you drove all that way. And I'm like, nope, I was just in the area. He's like, okay, have a great day. So I'm driving back and I'm still taking like Uber rides to try to like make my way back. Yeah. But I have this freaking amp in my car. And so like one guy gets in, I was like, I'm sorry, I got an amp. And he's like, okay, no problem. That's fine. I put it in the front seat.
Yeah.
Because he has to ride in front. And I was like, I'm sorry, I got this amp and I picked up and it's in the front. He goes, oh, no big deal. It gets in the back. Then the next guy I pick up and there's like five of them. Ugh. And so I got this like, I got this little like Hispanic guy sitting in the front holding my MiG 50 head in his lap as I'm driving. I'm like, I'm so sorry. He's like, it's okay. I just got to get to work. Like he was super nice.
Nice.
So I get it home. Works great. It's honestly I would pick that amp probably over any amp I've ever owned. I love it. It's fantastic.
And so what is the story on them again? What are
so
the
they
amp,
so
Bassmaster or Bassmaster?
So it's two circuits. Okay. So the way I'm going from memory, I know there's two channels. Channel one is, I believe, a Marshall Plexi sound. Okay. But obviously these are copied circuits from Russia.
Yeah.
So they're not going to be exactly right. And then, the side two, number two is, a Fender Bassman.
Gotcha.
It's supposed to be a copy of a Fender Bassman. But side two, you can get it to break up. You can get it to really have a breakup sound without getting like crazy loud. It sounds really, really good. That's the one I use the most, is the this second channel. But it's very simple, straightforward amp. You know, you look at it and it's 50 watts. It has, you know, mid, highs, you know, low, and then it has a presence knob or whatever. And that's pretty much it. And then you control your two master volume on each channel, and that's it. There's no gain, nothing like that. It's just, you know, like older amps. But yeah, you put some pedals in front of it, it soars. You can play it clean, you know, with some single coils, and it gets super bluesy if you want. I mean, it's a killer amp. I really, really like it. So if you are in the market, buy one, because it's awesome. But do not buy one from a guy in New Jersey. But the story's so crazy.
Or maybe do.
I mean, do. Yeah. Honestly, it's one of my favorite things I've ever done after I got it home and it worked. But, you know, I have a 4-hour ride back, and I'm the whole time, I'm like, I'm going to be so pissed if this thing doesn't work, you know? And then it didn't come with a cab. I just bought the head for that price. And then, cause he had it running through like another amp, like a champ or something. I can't remember what it was. It might've been a Boss, like the Katana or something. It was something newer, but just to see that it worked, you know?
Yeah.
And, so the whole time I'm riding back, I'm like, oh my gosh, is this going to even work? Is this going to work? You know?
Yeah. Did he just wire a bypass through the head?
He just basically hooked up a bypass just to make it to show it worked, you know. And I was like, this thing isn't gonna work. So, but I figured if it didn't work, I could get $300 for it, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. So, but in my mind, I'm like, this thing's already half paid for on a trip I didn't expect to take today, so I'm good, you know. And I made paid for that amp the whole day it worked.
Nice.
So, which it was, you know. It is what it is, but, you know, driving for Uber kind of sucks, so that was kind of fun. And then I can't remember what's in it for speakers now. I bought a 212 cab, and then I filled it with speakers. They're nicer. I just can't remember exactly what they are, but a guy had a crate half stack with I'm trying to remember what they were. Either they're greenbacks or cream. I can't remember what they are, but I'll have to look, but they, when he opened it up, it wasn't what he said it was. So I talked the kid down like super, super low and I bought a guitar with it, and I still took them, even though it wasn't exactly what I wanted, but they sound killer. I sold two of them. So basically the cab was free, which was awesome.
Yeah,
and I sold the guitar for three times what I paid for the whole lot. So it totally worked out. So essentially, I mean, I kind of got the thing for free. So
kinda.
There you go.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
So that's how it works with the gears. If you can work the deals, you know, that's how it works. So, but, yeah, I mean, check out some demos. The newer one, I did play a newer one. It sounds a little flubbier.
Okay.
Instead of, you know, than that chiminess you're going to get out of the older one. I mean, it may have been the fact that it was in a NAM or at like, Fear the Riff where you can't hear anything, you know, but when I've played it, I was like, this is okay. You know? But I really like the way this sounds. This is my go-to. So, and they look so cool. I mean, you see that big Sovtek like block letter on the front. It's cool, man.
Do you get to play that at church or no?
No, it's, I mean, I could play whatever I want. And that does have a bedroom volume, so I could, but I just have an amp I leave at church all the time. Now,
oh, okay.
So there's no reason to, but I mean, I could, it is something that I definitely could do that. Even though it would look huge and ridiculous on our stage.
Yeah. Like, oh, but no, I didn't bring my earplugs today.
Yep. But it honestly, you can play it at a bedroom volume, so it doesn't matter. So So that's showing you my crap, or whatever we're calling this segment.
I still have never played one of those and would like to eventually. So if I ever make my way
over
out there.
I'll be here all week.
Yeah, cool. Supposed to get some rain this week, so I might have some days off. I'll cruise on by.
Yeah. I mean, I think you have to like those amp styles, which I had a 62 Fender Twin and then a matching Bassman that went with it. And our bass player used that in his band, and I would play that Bassman. I love that Bassman. It was a fun, fun amp. And it's like, how did I ever let him take that with him? Because I would have just kept that, you know?
Yeah, like a true, like, brown face or black face basement is on my list someday. I need I played one in a studio once, a brown face, and it was spectacular, and I want to get one at some point.
Someday. We can all dream.
Someday.
Dream it, you dreamers.
Yep. Dream big, brother.
Yeah, or go home. Whatever.
Dream big or go home?
That's, I think that's how that goes.
Oh. I thought it was go big or go home.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
It's late.
So there's a virtual NAMM. Do you care?
No.
Okay. Me neither.
I mean,
there's that new pedal out by Way Huge that looks rad.
Yes. No, I'm interested in that stuff. I'm interested in the stuff that we were interested in going in the first place, besides the people, is obviously the stuff. So I'm excited watching all this. And we were just saying that. I was like, there's really nothing. There is always like this little drought, you know what I mean, of stuff. Because, you know, the stuff for Christmas kind of comes out like Black Friday, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they kind of push those. And those are usually like different colors or like a limited edition run or something. And then like after Christmas when NAMM hits is like when the new stuff comes out. So I have been excited to see like, ooh, this new thing or, you know, that new thing, you know, like you sent me the new neighbor. They have like a gain model.
Yeah. Now. It's like a amp and cab sim thing, which,
yeah. Which their cab sim.
I don't even know if that's new or if I've just never looked at it before.
They had a cab sim 2 years ago, I think, when we went to NAMM.
Yeah, there was that new program that you could like adjust everything,
and that's their whole thing. Yeah. That's how I mean. I really liked. I had their the slate where you could write your own name on the pedal or whatever, and that was honestly, I could have gone with that in a couple drives and never need another pedal because you had the side switch that gave you like four options, and then you had like four more options on each one, you know, or two more options on each one. So you essentially got eight pedals in a live setting. And then if you had gain with it, you know what I mean? You really didn't need anything else.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just got like bored with it, you know? Like that's nothing to do with like it being bad or good. It sounded incredible, but I was like, oh, I want to try this. Oh, I want to try that, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited about the stuff coming out. That's always the fun thing for me.
Well, did you see the Way Huge pedal?
I did not.
Josh Scott did a video of it for his channel, and it is wicked cool. I think it's called like the Artides or Artrades, or it's like some name from the book Dune.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They call it like a modulator weapon or something like it's named after a weapon, I guess, from Dune also.
Okay.
So it's.
Can you get Henry Zembrowski on the line so we can confirm what this is? Because even though he doesn't play an instrument, he can tell us everything about Dune.
Absolutely. I mean, I know enough like little pop culture references about Dune to like get the joke, but not when it comes like this seems a little more in depth than I am.
Yeah, a little deeper than you're willing to dive. Yeah.
maybe I should read it. I don't know. I hear good things. Have you read it?
I'm sure it's good. No.
Or maybe I should just watch the movie.
Yeah, I've seen the movie.
Yeah.
I've definitely seen the movie, but like
when I was a kid.
Right. That's what I was just gonna say. Is like I remember Sand and that's about it.
Yeah.
And then I also get that confused with the movie Crawl. So like I don't know.
And
I usually get it because
there's like a sandworm or something, but then as soon as I think of that, I just think of Tremors.
And then you think of Beetlejuice.
And then all I've got on my mind is Kevin Bacon and
just looking all right on that in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, look at them 1990s jeans
and Reba McEntire.
I love that movie, man. I just recently watched the new one that came out. They're fantastic. They're just fun, dumb movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're all right. But anyway,
they're better than all right. They're fun, dumb movies.
That's a new pedal that I watched a demo explanation of today. That was really cool.
Cool.
Yeah. So going to be looking to buy that probably if I can scrape together the funds.
I mean, Way Huge is going to be what? Sub $100, right? Isn't there most of their stuff?
No, no, no.
What does Way Huge come out at?
I imagine something like that is going to come out closer to two.
Okay, you think?
Yeah.
Is it just because of that? Oh yeah, you're right. No, I was thinking. I don't know what I'm thinking, but their stuff is usually what, like 150?
Yeah, 150. Right? 150
that's like,
and up.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay.
Unless
yeah.
it's like, you know, their drives and stuff, like the pork loin and all those. Those you can get on like stupid deal of the day for like $80 a lot.
Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, like.
I don't even know if the pork loin is a drive, but, you know.
I don't think it is, but some of those like. Those ones that are like been around forever, mm-hmm. you know, like the green rhino and whatever, yeah. those are like new, like $100 or something close to that. Yep. So, yeah, I was thinking they were more inexpensive, but I undercut them a little bit.
Yeah. So it's a cool. What now? Cool. I'm excited.
How many knobs does it have? That's what really matters. Okay.
It's so all then sliders.
If it has zero knobs, oh, it has sliders though. Sliders are more expensive.
They are. They're more expensive. And I will say I was interested in it, but then when Josh Scott said that it's like a better blue box, then I was in 100%. Like I was interested. Yeah, I was interested, and then he said it's like a better blue box, and I'm like, I want it. I gotta have it. So.
You know exactly what? I cannot think of the name of the company. There was a company that put out a pedal that looked exactly like this. It was all sliders. They were doing all sliders. This was a couple of years ago, and I think they just like fell away. And I cannot. I always would like. I remember like the NAMM that I didn't like go to.
Mm-hmm.
Like before we met, that company was like around, and they had some in like a booth, and I was like, oh, tell me if this is good. Like I'm texting everybody I knew who was there, and nobody could like even find them. And I cannot
remember
what that was.
Yeah, and they kind of had like a Tron
aesthetic
to them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were very like black. They were very like black on silver and white light. Ugh, I cannot think of it.
They did good. Like they ended up. Like I think that they like went really high end. If I remember, I wish I could remember
that. Is that yeah? Oh yeah. No, I think they did. They weren't junk. I just don't know if they're still around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They had like the Astro or something.
Yeah. I mean, if you just vamp for a couple minutes, I can find it.
Just pause. Everybody just pause.
Hold tight.
Oh, yeah, there it is. I found it. Okay. I found it. They were called Lightning Wave.
Yeah, that's it.
And, oh, they didn't look just like it. In my brain, they did. They had the one slider and a knob. But I thought the Ghost was the other one. I thought they had more knobs, but it just reminded me of that.
Yeah.
They're cool, man. I still want one. If anybody wants to get me a Christmas gift, this is it. You're a little late, so you might as well get one now.
You know, there's some pedals like that out there that, I mean, it looks like Lightning Wave is still doing stuff, but there's companies that cease to exist that I still kind of want their stuff. Like there was a company that Cosonic was selling called Figure 13 or Figure.
Oh,
FX.
Yeah.
And
yes, I remember them. Yeah.
And it'd be cool to grab one. Even like they just had like a muff clone, like a straight muff clone.
Yeah.
But
yep.
The gut shots of those things were all incredible. I would love to get a hold of one. But you don't see them come up very often. So, and if they do, they're freaking ridiculous expensive.
Right. Yeah. Cause the Lightning Wave stuff, the Doom, like they have new ones. So obviously they're still either producing or they're still in stock somewhere. But they have the Astro for $200, and I am sitting on my hand right now so I don't purchase it. But that's the only one, only the Astro. I don't see, the Doom. Yeah, I don't see the Ghost at all, which was the Reverb, I think.
Yeah.
But
you could get the.
But you don't
you
like
get
Reverb
the Lightning
anyways.
Wave Tiny Tap.
What's that?
It's a Tiny Tap.
Oh, that's only $17.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the same company.
It is. It looks like the aesthetic is the same.
Yeah, but oh yeah, I guess with the little printing got me. I was like, they don't have their name on it. I mean, I might just get that so I can support them, I guess. Wow. So cool. Well, that is cool. I do want this pedal. I might just get this instead.
Did you look at the? Did you see the new Weihu?
No, it just says. No, it just says it's analog weirding, and I want one.
Let me see if I can. Yeah. Oh, so you didn't watch the video yet? No.
No, I'm don't want to. If I could, I wouldn't be able to hear it. So
fair enough.
But the
Well, I mean, you didn't watch it before we talked about it then.
No. I didn't even know about it. I knew there was pedals out, but I didn't know who did what. But there's range, bright, fuzz, rate, sub. I'm in. I'm all in.
Yeah. Into it.
I'm all in. Yep. So.
Cool, man. Well, cool. That's all I got.
That's it, man. That's all we got.
2 weeks of excitement boiled down to 30 minutes.
You know what? That's how we do it. We do it right. We don't overdo it. It's not overcooked. Let's talk about this for a second.
Okay.
So my wife tried to, you ever see like people make like brownie batter and then they put it in
what
like
batter?
The waffle maker? Brownie.
Brownie batter. Okay. Sorry. I didn't understand.
Browning batter.
Browning batter.
Well, my wife put it in the waffle maker and just destroyed our waffle maker.
Oh.
Like it didn't even make anything. She was so mad.
That's because
it
you
sounded
didn't have
awesome.
The Stuffler.
I don't know what that is.
Oh man. That's like the podcast endorsement gold right there.
Okay. I don't
anyway,
know what
go
that
on.
Is. So. What's the Stuffler?
The Stuffler.
You can't just say that.
The Stuffler is perhaps the most amazing and awesome waffle maker ever. It makes stuffed waffles with pretty much any type of batter you want, including but not limited to pre-made batters and cornbread batter. And you can stuff it with all sorts of things like sweets and savory dishes as well, like meats and cheeses. You can get 10% off yours right now if you go to stuffler.com and use
promo code
Shapiro. No.
I'm looking at this and I don't know why we're talking anymore. We just need to order. It's only $50.
Yeah, they're not expensive, and you get that 10% off. They're $45. What I got my brother for Christmas. It showed up 2 weeks
ago. This is awesome.
Late, but I did get it.
Oh, of course it did, but that's the post office fault.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
And I did order it like 3 days before Christmas. So.
Yes, of course. Because it was Brett Alexander got his pedal like on like the 10th or something for the budget exchange. And I don't remember if he said the date it was marked, but like. The person like apologized to him because it came so late, which it wasn't their fault at all. It just disappeared. Ooh, I can buy a used one for $38 on Amazon with free shipping. I'm kind of really interested at that price.
Well, you do need a new waffle iron.
I we do. The waffles are kind of small though.
Yeah, but you can stuff them with stuff.
It makes them taller. They're taller.
Yes. They're more like they look more Belgian-y.
More than that, they look like a Belgian. They look
two
like
Belgians.
Yeah, with like meat inside.
Yeah, or fruit. Or
I think I used to watch that show as a kid. Two Belgians and meat inside, right? That's a show.
No,
was it
no,
two guys,
Google
a girl,
that.
In a pizza shop? No. Yeah, definitely don't Google that. Safe search off, and oh no, and I'm going to jail. All right, well, all right, get yourself a Stuffler, and we appreciate you listening. Later.
Not a paid ad. Catch you on the flip side.